The virus that causes poliomyelitis entered Franklin Roosevelt's body in the summer of 1921. The whole Northeast had been roasting for days. In Rochester, New York, police were attributing a double murder and suicide to heat craze. In New York City, the chief clerk of the Edison Electric Company collapsed of heat prostration and died. Inside Manhattan's traffic court, the magistrate allowed boys to roam through the courtrooms to sell lemonade. On 10th Street, in Greenwich Village, members of Fire Engine Company 18 filled their portable water tank and waved the kids in. Dozens of sweaty boys in woolen pants, jostling and dunking each other, spitting and swallowing the cloudy water. So it was a good day to get out on the Hudson, where at least there might be a breeze. And Franklin Roosevelt would seize any chance to get afloat. He loved the water. As a teenager, his great ambition had been to attend the U.S. Naval Academy and command ships at sea. But his parents had said no. That his future lay among men like the ones he was joining for today's outing on the river. Well-dressed, well-educated, well-heeled men of business, law, and government. All were friends of the Greater New York Council of the Boy Scouts of America, of which Roosevelt had just been elected chairman. He found them gathering just after lunch in the clubhouse of the Columbia Yacht Club, a pleasant, low building with broad porches and big windows on Riverside Drive at the foot of West 86th Street. They mingled in paneled rooms hung with lovely old naval prints like the ones in Roosevelt's own collection, one of the finest of its kind in the country. Soon, the men moved to the pier outside, then boarded small boats to be ferried to the steam yacht Pocantico, pride of Baron G. Collier, the largest landowner in Florida and one of the richest men in New York. Just after 2 o'clock, the yacht slid away from the city's edge and began to glide north up the river. It was bound for Bear Mountain State Park, 40 miles north, where the men would join hundreds of Boy Scouts for a tour of inspection and a big dinner.